Very good morning to Briar Laurie of Unity Books Auckland.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Your book is Bestiary by Kay Ming Chang. Please tell us about it.
It sure is. So it's a debut book from this amazing, amazing Asian-American author, Kay Ming Chang, who is, you know, incredibly young and incredibly talented, one of those brutal combinations. But basically, it's the story of three generations of Taiwanese-American women, but it's really far from any kind of standard linear narrative through those generations or even paralleling, you know, similar stories of coming to a new land. When I was first reading it, I felt like it was almost reading like a collection of short stories, which really lends itself to that title of Bestiary, which in itself traditionally is a compendium of stories and bits and pieces about beasts. So you've got all of these magically super poetic fragments and moments told through this story that does build into something a bit more narrative driven with time, but it's an absolute treat to open to any page of the book and find some sort of line or sentence that jumps out at you and just drips with rich and kind of almost cloying at times language, but all for great effect. So you've got this kind of integration in the book of these modern day stories through these generations of women, a grandmother, a mother, a daughter, none of whom are named or referred to either by those titles or by the equivalents in Mandarin. But basically each of these people has never managed to fully acclimatise and be accepted by the worlds that they've come into. Even this third generation daughter, who was born in California but is still significantly othered, and you get these elements of her in ESOL classes, befriending another girl who's another oddball from Taiwan. So you've got all kinds of oddities and out of placeness and insecurities, but all of these really banal day-to-day moments interwoven with this rich tapestry of Taiwanese myth and legend, particularly those from the Taial people, who are one of the indigenous peoples of Taiwan, far-flung cousins of Tangata Whenua of New Zealand. And you've got this integration of these bestial, as you'd guess from the title, characters and figures from that myth, like Hugu Po, who is a tiger woman who the younger daughter is convinced that she is possessed by or has integrated into her way of being, who runs around at night and eats toes from sleeping children. But then you have a grandfather who births a rabbit through a stint of some sort of horrible dysentery-type illness. So it's very hard to give a potted summary of the entire book as a whole, but it is a deep dive through language, through hitherto unknown to me at least, culture, and exploring different kinds of queer love across generations as well. So it's a real treat to dive into, and it takes a while to walk through because, as I say, each page is so richly dripping with this language and turns of phrase that sometimes turn your stomach but sometimes make you laugh and sometimes just make you think deeply and pause on it or yell it to whoever's on the other side of the room. But it's a real joy to read, and it's really clear that this young writer has an incredible poetic underpinning and presumably an incredible future ahead of her as well.
It sounds incredibly accomplished for a first novel, did you say?
Yes, debut novel, 23.
Wow. 23?
I know.
That shouldn't be allowed. There should be an age limit.
Agreed.
Sounds like it's an amazing new voice. Thank you very much, Briar Laurie of Unity Books Auckland. She has reviewed Bestiary by Kang Ming Chang, and it is published by Harville Secker, and it costs $37.